I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Good to be back here following, I guess, a Thanksgiving break. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. If you didn't, I hope you had a good weekend. I'm just glad that you're here, whatever the hell it is. It's Monday, I'm back. Holiday's over. We're still in the holiday season. As I look at Monday Night Football, there's a Santa Claus staring me right in the face. And so, yes, the holidays are in full effect and in full swing. It's a holiday season. It's a season of giving. I'm going to give you the next 4 hours. We got plenty to do. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And we got a lot to recap. I mean, the last time I sat here was Tuesday night. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. That's what they say, at least. And so we got a lot to catch up on. But first of all, it is Monday. It's Monday Night Football going on. Do not ask me why the Vikings and the Bears are playing for the entire country to watch, but they are. And as of right now, the score, I looked a few seconds ago, it's live. It is an amazing 3-3 in the third quarter. Absolutely amazing. Joshua Dobbs and Justin Fields lighting it up. Not. Justin Fields did start off the first quarter. He was perfect out of the gate. Josh Dobbs already has two interceptions. This man almost threw a pick six that was dropped. And we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. Nothing to see here. Oh, excuse me. If Chicago kicked a field goal, it's an exciting 6-3 midway through the third. And so we'll give you an update. The Minnesota Vikings here just trying to, you know, hang on and have some type of life as they continue on this season with no Kirk Cousins. And I guess Justin Fields is still out here on an audition. We'll talk about that as it continues on. Frank Wright got the boot. We'll get into that. We've had a hell of a weekend, a lot of blowouts, a lot of last-second shots. I mean, even on Black Friday, we saw a Hail Mary go back for a touchdown with the Jets. It's just a lot. Alabama, you know, winning on a last-second throw. It's just nutty. And so we'll be here for the next 4 hours. If you want to listen to the show, you can always tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can tune in. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Before we do anything, let's talk to someone who I have not spoken with in a week. Shep, how you doing, man? You good?
Doing great, Jared. It's great to be back with you, man. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Too fast, man. A whole weekend. Too fast. I blink and I don't know if I was in a depressed state to not be working or if the time was just going by too fast or too slow. I don't know. I feel like I was just sitting right here on Tuesday. Here we are on Monday, and it's like back to everything, you know?
Yeah, and you got stuck with the best game probably of the whole season so far. 6-3, and it only gets better.
This Monday night game?
Yeah.
How were the shows while I was gone?
No, they were good, JR. I mean, I'm very fortunate that you allowed me to do the top six on a Friday. I think people really responded to that. They loved the fact that we were talking about the greatest stories in sports and what we're most thankful for. I think people were vibing off that. A lot of people reacted to, unfortunately, what we have seen become of the New York Jets on Black Friday.
Oh my God!
I watched
that. It was ugly, bro.
Oh my God! I mean, they are the most predictable team in the entire NFL, and so certainly people reacted to that. I think a lot of people got on the Lions bandwagon, and I think some people are starting to come off right now.
Oh, the Lions?
Yeah, that was a bad loss, JR.
Oh.
I know it's one loss, but that's a statement game. That's on Thanksgiving. You're supposed to win that game at home against the Packers, considering you got the better of them with Aaron Rodgers in Week 18 to knock them out of the playoffs. And then you lose at home, and you don't show up for the first half, and you're down 23-6.
So I always say, you know, teams can look good in the regular season.
Correct.
Who cares? Like, you gotta show it when it really matters, and a lot of that is in the postseason. So, you know, everybody looks good. I mean, even the Browns, unfortunately, dealing with some injuries. I mean, come on, man. Somebody called last week and told me the Browns are one of the greatest defenses ever. It's going to lead them to a championship. I'm like, come on now. Let's actually get through the games. Like, I wish – I'm not going to sit around, and it doesn't matter that I'm on the radio. I'm not going to sit around and tell people BS. Like, this is a crap game. Like, unless you're a fan of the Bears – unless you're a fan of the Vikings and you're – my friend Dalton Reisner is right there. Hi, Dalton. Not that he can see me. He's getting ready to block a 300-pound man. But unless you are invested with this Vikings team, like, who cares? Like, they're on the outskirts of the postseason. Even if they go to the postseason, what are they doing? Even if they had Kirk Cousins, who the hell was going to have any hope for them to actually do anything? And so this is just a game in the standings that we have tonight, and especially as we get towards the, I guess you can consider it the stretch run here of the season. We're going to blink, and it'll be New Year's, and the season will be over on the other side, and we'll be get ready for postseason. This game has, I wish it had consequences. It doesn't. You know, at this point, is Justin Fields going to show that he's a starter, and is Joshua Dobbs going to continue on this ride that he's on? I got people calling me on Saturdays in New York telling me that Joshua Dobbs could have been the answer for the New York Jets. And I'm like, why do you think this dude has been a backup? Like, come on. And I also learned something new. Shep, did you know this? Josh Dobbs has does he have a degree in aerospace something? Did you know about this?
I did see something like that, JR. And I'm sorry, not to sidetrack you here, but yes, Dobbs is not performing all that well on this particular Monday Night Football, but you and I both know the fact that the Jets have passed him over twice, you know every Jets fan was clamoring for him on Friday.
Oh, well, come on, man.
Okay,
man,
good.
They called me on a weekend and asked for this guy.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, come on, like, how do you know how terrible you sound? I had a guy call me and go, hey, JR, did you see what Joshua Dobbs did the other day against the Falcons? I'm like, yes, I saw it with my own two eyes. Here in Atlanta, I saw it. And, anybody can look good on any given Sunday, but there's a reason why he's been a backup. So, look.
Fair. But he's a backup that studied rocket science, so there's something to that.
Oh, well, then maybe he needs to work for, what's that idiot who runs X now?
Well, some might call him a rich idiot, but Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. And didn't he get into trouble for tweeting out something anti-Semitic? Didn't he do that too?
Oh, I didn't know about that. Did he really?
Oh, he's a mess. Hey, look, man, it would have surprised me if in, I don't know, a year, 2 years? I don't know. Maybe X is sold or doesn't exist anymore.
Well, he bought it for a lot of money. I hope he makes some kind of profit, because God knows he spent an arm, a leg, and a body for that 60-something billion he gave up for it.
Oh, well, he's sending people into outer space.
That's true.
He's building
Tesla. That's right.
He's building electric cars that look like tanks. Maybe Joshua Dobbs can help him on SpaceX. Every time I look, the thing explodes by the time it gets into the air, but... We'll talk about this this game as it continues on. There's so much that we do need to get into, just even from the weekend. Games from last night, the Ravens beating up on the Chargers made me yawn. The Eagles and Bills, that was an exciting finish. Of course, we had Michigan beating Ohio State. That was a fun fail. Oh, another interception there. How about that? Joshua Dobbs are right on cue. I think the ball was tipped. Chris Paul and Scott Foster hate each other. Draymond Green came back, and of course, he said he ain't never changing. It's just so much to get into. Deion Sanders lost another game. And we even got a caller here. I just sat down. I don't know what he wants. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You can find me everywhere. I am online at JR Sport Brief. Hey, our first caller isn't even in America. I can't ask him about his Thanksgiving. It's Gary. Hey, Gary, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
Hi, JR. And by the way, happy belated Thanksgiving to you guys down south.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanksgiving, and when is it, October or end of September?
I'm not sure. I'm single, so I don't care.
Wait. But you live in the country and don't know when Thanksgiving is? I don't care.
I eat when I eat. I have a turkey when I want to have a turkey. It doesn't matter to me. No, I don't care.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Need to validate something real fast, okay? Don't go anywhere.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Chef, this guy lives in a whole country, and he doesn't even know when his Thanksgiving is.
I guess he doesn't believe if you're single, you need to know when, I guess, federal holidays are.
Right. That's like asking me, when is, I don't know, when is Canadian Christmas, not Christmas. Do they do Halloween, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I'm sure Gary doesn't know. Hey, Gary, when is Canadian Halloween?
Hey, I know when Halloween is, yes, but I don't go out and I don't do it. I play a Sasquatch on Halloween. That's all I can do.
Sounds like you might play a Sasquatch every day of the year, but go ahead, Gary.
I just wanted to say this. I was attempting to watch the game that you just were talking about, Chicago and Minnesota, yeah. And I saw that they charge an average of $300 a seat to watch that slot. Are we kidding? Come on.
You were gonna travel from Vancouver on the other side of the country.
No, what I'm saying to you is I just Googled it and I found out the average seat cost is the lowest price is $82 to watch 3-3 at the end of the first half. That's worse than our BC Lions up here.
Okay. Well, the Grey Cup was last week, right?
And by the way, what? I would really I'm not going to say that I don't like your show, but I would have really appreciated somebody there saying something about the Grey Cup because it is our Super Bowl, okay?
And we actually Did you just hear me mention the Grey Cup? I mentioned it last week too.
Okay. Well, you did, but
you don't listen enough. I don't like you. I don't like you. You don't even know what Thanksgiving is in Canada.
Like I said, it's up to me whether or not I want to.
No. You got homework. Get out of here,
Gary. Tell JR October 9th.
There you go. At least you're. All right.
Well, thank you, Gary. Go take off your Sasquatch suit, okay?
Jay.
Right, thank you, Gary. Man, how you gonna live in a country and not? Come on, man. He had to be joking. Had to be. I don't know when Thanksgiving is in Canada. What? That's crazy. One of my friends, it was like, yeah, last month. I'm like, I know it's a month ahead. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I'm going to be here with you for almost now the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. Okay, if you want to talk to me, you can do so as well. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We got a lot to wrap up, a lot to get into, a lot more calls to pick up. I'm looking at calls right now. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some news that went down today, and it's the fact that the Carolina Panthers have given another head coach the boot. Yeah, I guess Josh McDaniels has some company on the unemployment line. I don't know if you're unemployed. Are you still getting all that money? I'll tell you about Frank Reich getting the boot and what the hell happens for the Panthers next. We're just getting started, just getting warmed up on a Monday night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, last week I made this whole point about how we have so much offense in sports, and you know, every now and then I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of a defensive battle. I even said that we don't even have field goal games the way that we used to. Well, when I said that, I meant between, like, good teams. Like, tonight, the Bears just kicked another field goal. It's now 9-3. The Bears lead the Vikings. These are not good teams. I still would wish for a defensive battle, just not amongst bad teams that just can't score in a general sense. We'll keep you up to date as that one continues on. We open up the show kind of catching up what took place over the weekend, what took place over the past week. Something big happened today, and it's following a game that took place on Sunday. I'm sure by now you all know about head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Well, he's now the former head coach of the Carolina Panthers. That's Frank Reich. He has gotten the boot. He's done. The man didn't even finish his first full season here and running the Panthers. The Panthers got a record of 1-10, and that comes after they lost to the Tennessee Titans yesterday. The final score there, 17-10. Yes, that's one rookie quarterback versus another. Will Levis versus Bryce Young, who on the season has 9 touchdowns to 8 interceptions, is playing behind a crap offensive line, is throwing the ball, and yes, he can still play, but he's aging, and aging Adam Thielen, a rookie in Jonathan Mingo, and that's about it. I mean, even Chuba Hubbard, this is not Chuba Hubbard from college. Chuba Hubbard in the NFL right now is he's an okay running back. And so the Panthers are 1-10, and we got a report that David Tepper, the owner, the man bought the team in 2018, he walked out of the locker room last night after the loss to the Titans, and he just screamed the magic F word. And it was within earshot of the reporters. And so what does that mean? That means that Frank Reich got fired earlier today. The Panthers are going to be in store for their 6th straight losing season. Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, is taking over. And he has already gotten rid of running backs coach. That's Deuce Staley. Yeah, shout outs to Deuce, former Philadelphia Eagle. He's already gotten rid of Josh McCown. Yeah, Josh McCown, he wasn't playing anymore. He was hanging out in Carolina as the quarterback's coach. He got fired. And so all of these dudes were supposed to be out there helping Bryce Young, but how is Bryce Young going to do anything when he don't have no damn help? And if you listen to rumors and reports, David Tepper was the one who wanted Bryce Young and not C.J. Stroud. And oh yeah, by the way, even if the Panthers end up with the number one overall pick, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the team playing tonight, the Chicago Bears, because of that DJ Moore trade. And so the Panthers are really screwed. And I guess everybody knew that they were screwed except for Frank Reich. I mean, after losing yesterday, he spoke to the media immediately after the game, and they asked him about, you know, how do you keep the guys going at 1-10? How do you motivate them? He's like, listen, we're pros. We're going to get up and do our job. Listen to this.
What are you going to do? You're 1-10. What are you going to start feel sorry for yourself? You think something's going to magically fix everything? No. You know, we lost a close football game today. These games are winnable. That message doesn't fly when you're 1-10, but I know these games are winnable. I know we have the players and the coaches to do that. So we regroup and we get ready for this week.
They fired him. Well, not they. David Tepper fired him today. He gone. And they're going to have a press conference tomorrow. David Tepper is going to have a press conference to, I guess, I don't know, let everybody know that we're disappointed. We plan on doing better. We're going to overhaul things. I still have confidence in the group. And let's see what our coach Chris Tabor can do as an interim. Look, whoever his next head coach is, it's going to be his seventh since he bought the team in 2018. Ron Rivera was there for a couple of years. Fired Ron Rivera. Perry Fuel took over. He said, no, thank you, Perry. Then he hired Matt Rhule full-time. He got him from Baylor. Remember that? He gave this dude out of college, I think, what, a 6 or 7 year contract to run the team. How did that work out? Then you bring in Steve Wilks, and then you don't allow him to get the job. You then give it to Frank Reich, who we know, yes, he helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. He's supposed to be a quarterback guru, being a former quarterback, albeit a backup. And so Tepper is basically going to hire another head coach. And it comes a point in time where it's just like, well, look at the people you're hiring. Giving Matt Rhule a deal out of Baylor for 6 years was stupid. And who am I to call a billionaire stupid? This man don't know what the hell is going on with football. That was a bad idea from the get-go and from the start. And so I just feel so bad for all of the fans, everybody who likes football in Charlotte, because they deserve better, man. People are showing up to Bank of America Stadium and selling their tickets. It's crap out there. And so I haven't completely shut the door on Bryce Young. I know people are crapping on him, justifiably so right now, given what he's done and what C.J. Stroud has done, being one of the best quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks ever. But, man, the whole team stinks. And the fact that they don't even get their first-round pick, it's a massive, massive punch to the face. So these Carolina Panthers, what an embarrassment. They're already moving on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It'd always be good, right, if you could fire the owner. If you got a couple billions of dollars just sitting around, maybe you can get away with it. Frank is here from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Frank?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call, JR. I hope you have good holidays.
Thank you. What's up?
All right, so here's the deal. I know you're not a Raider fan, but I've been a Raider fan my whole life, and I'm 60 years old, so I remember the good old days.
That's probably why you are a Raider fan. Because you were a kid when the good old days were happening.
Right. The snake, man. I mean, all of them, you know. And yep. I am so friggin' tired of, you know, if I had all the time back that I've watched the Raiders lose, I probably would live to be 100. I mean, I am so tired of their play call. It doesn't matter who the coach is, the quarterback. It doesn't matter. It is run, run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt. We were up 14-0 against the Chiefs yesterday. We kicked a field goal on 4th-and-1, a 30-yard field goal, and missed it. It goes back, JR, it goes back to even Gruden. Anytime that the Raiders make a good play, they stick to it. They're so predictable. And you know more about sports than I'm ever going to know. And if you could just put aside your feelings about the Raiders, what the hell do we need to do?
What feelings do you think I have for the Raiders? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm a loyal fan of your show. You're the only sports show I listen to, so you know, look, the Raiders are a joke. I don't.
Yeah, but I don't have a feeling one way or the other about it. I'm just telling the truth. I mean, you know this as well as I do. They're a joke.
I know you do.
I know Marcus.
I know they are.
Marcus Peters, he got cut. He's gone.
Yeah.
You got the other cornerback. He got arrested for what, driving like a nut? Is that what he did?
Yeah, Roderick UI. Tebow.
Yeah, and I mean, that goes in a long list of Raiders who do illegal things in cars. And to be honest, I'm listening to the first part of your call. I'm like, he's really, really sitting here talking to me about crucial play calls amongst the Raiders and the Chiefs when, man, you could have picked an arbitrary game from 3 or 4 years ago and the Kansas City Chiefs would have still beat the Raiders And what you just said could have applied to any game because the Chiefs just own them. And so
I've said this
for a while, Frank. The only thing that will change the Raiders is if Mark Davis gets rid of the team, which I don't think is going to happen, and or Mark Davis decides to actually bring on someone with solid footing and solid ground to build a team and not just say, hey, can we microwave a football team with a guy I've seen on television? That's not going to get the job done, man.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. Like I said, I'm sorry. I take back whatever I said about your opinion of the Raiders. I just wanted to hear what I consider you an expert, what you think needs to be done, because I'm so tired of it.
Frank, here's if you want to have any type of hope, right?
Yeah.
I would hope as a Raiders fan that having Tom Brady around, whether it be as an advisor or whether it be as an owner. I know there's a sticky situation right now as to, you know, whether or not he got his equity on a discount, whether it's fair to the other shareholders, but that's another conversation. You would hope that Tom Brady legitimately has the ear of Mark Davis and that Mark Davis actually listens. Try to hold out hope on that. Outside of that, man, there ain't no hope in the Raiders. This is a terrible, disgusting thing to say. I mean, based on the Raiders' track record, who's getting arrested next and when is it going to happen? Like, that's legit. I mean, and I know people got issues, but this is – it's not even a joke. Like, the Raiders, you got a guy who killed somebody last year in his car. You got Chandler Jones – who's dealing with mental health issues before the season starts, and the Raiders are kind of just like, oh, yeah, let's not even talk about that right now. And then you got another dude arrested for more issues with a car. Like, what do they think this is? Like, the Raiders, I know at one point in time, the Portland Trailblazers, if you go back about 20, 25 years, they were calling them the Jailblazers. Like, what are the Raiders? I expect nonsense with the Raiders. On the field, off the field, they're a joke. I said this last week before I went on a vacation. I said, look, man, the Chiefs, oh, yeah, Chiefs, disappointing loss. Oh, good for them. They have an opportunity to take on the Raiders. And they get to whoop on them like they do all the damn time. And that's what they did. Okay? Kansas City Chiefs are 8-3. The Vegas Raiders are 5-7. And they're going where? Nowhere. 855-212-4CBS. Taylor is calling from Myrtle Beach out in South Carolina. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's up?
Kind of just to put a point on David Tepper. I mean, we were a playoff team before he bought us in, what was it, 2018, 2017?
18.
Yeah. And then as soon as he buys us, we basically go on and get rid of Cam, even though he's kind of like past his prime.
I was going to say that.
Keekly goes on and gets out of there. Davis gets out of there. Greg Olsen. The man didn't want to be like a mediocre team. Well, he's clearly succeeded on that. I mean, we're what, like 20-60 or 30-60, something like that, with him as the owner?
Yeah, 30-63. Only the Jets have been as bad or worse.
Just a quick shout out to any of the billionaires if they might be listening or former players that want to just make a group, somebody buy the Panthers from David Tepper before we turn into the Raiders and the Cleveland Browns from back in the day when they couldn't win anything at all.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck on that one, Taylor, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Thank you, Taylor, for calling from Myrtle Beach. You know, I don't want to pin that David Tepper showed up and that we've just been ass ever since. Is that true? Yes. But I'm not necessarily going to pin it to a prior regime, whether you want to pin that on Ron Rivera or whether you want to say, oh, Cam Newton, I'm glad you say, yeah, Cam Newton was coming towards an end. And the fact is, when your star quarterback, your former MVP, take you to a Super Bowl quarterback, is now at the end of the line, oh, man, it's tough finding a replacement. Go actually ask teams that won Super Bowls. You know, how they looking right now? Go ask Green Bay. Go ask the New England Patriots. I guess they'd be the best example. It's not easy moving on. And the Carolina Panthers, yeah, Tepper has made some mistakes. I think out of the gate was giving Matt Rhule a deal. And now he's having to pay for that. And now he's in the revolving door of coaches. And now he got rid of the coach. And who's going to work with the QB? It's just a massive, massive mess. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. Yes, Frank Reich has been given the boot. And I just mentioned New England. What happens when your star quarterback is gone, when he's done? I think Bill Belichick knows. I think he has an answer. Because the Patriots lost again to a team that sucks. It's the Giants. And then his buddy, Nick Saban. Yeah, he ain't lose over the weekend. But maybe Alabama lost the chance to get into the college football playoff. We'll talk about those bosom buddies on the other side of the break. Belichick and Saban. We're going to get into Michigan. We're going to talk about Deion. His season is over. Draymond says he will choke somebody again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, this is the most Joshua Dobbs thing ever. This man has thrown 4 interceptions tonight. And with about, I don't know, a little less than 6 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter, Joshua Dobbs finds TJ Hockenson for a touchdown. Minnesota has now taken a 10-9 lead. And so, yeah, maybe at least the end of this game is going to be decent. It was crap at the half, 3-3. And Joshua Dobbs, man, he's about to pull these Minnesota Vikings to 7-5. Let me give you, I don't want to call it a disclaimer, but I'm going to let anybody know who's listening now or anybody who's also listening later. It's not going to change my opinion on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sorry. This entire season for the Minnesota Vikings is done. It's washed, it's cooked, it's over, and it was done the minute that Kirk Cousins blew out his leg. Sorry. Enjoy the victory. Try to get as many as you can. Go on a magic carpet ride. I don't know. Maybe Josh Dobbs will turn into Tom Brady the rest of the way. You got to give the guy credit. He doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. But, man, he ain't one of the top QBs in the game now. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you that somebody got the boot today. That's Frank Reich of the Panthers. And then I did mention to you that, yeah, it's tough moving on from a franchise quarterback a la Cam Newton in Carolina towards the next guy. And everybody in Carolina certainly hopes it's Bryce Young. Even if you've already quit on the dude, you hope that he can turn it around. And I said we have even better examples in the NFL. Let's look at the New England Patriots. What the hell have they done since Tom Brady left? Think about it. Think about it. Nothing. The most success they've actually had since he departed happened to be that first year when that Cam Newton guy ended up being their quarterback in that COVID terrible year. And what did they do that season? Nothing. What have they done since? Nothing. Bill Belichick has been accused of not spending money, not spending enough money, spending money on players that are not making a difference. Bill Belichick in his draft has pretty much been torn to shreds of what he's accomplished, what he hasn't done. And he's even conversations about Belichick moving on, being traded to another team. And you know what? I mean, Maybe it's time for a fresh start for everybody. Let's be real. The Patriots lost again, this time to the New York Giants on Sunday. This was a sexy game now, wasn't it? 10-7. Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi went out there and combined for 3 interceptions, including Bailey Zappi throwing the INT at the end of the game. That pretty much ended the game for the New England Patriots. And so how about this? Congratulations. The Pats helped the Giants win their second consecutive game. There is no Daniel Jones. You got a guy named DeVito who's running the team. And the Patriots have now lost 4 in a row. And there's still conversations about who's starting. Is it going to be Bailey Zappi? Oh, is it going to be Mac Jones? Mac Jones starts. Bailey Zappi finishes. Well, does it really matter when both of the dudes are out there throwing interceptions? And so, Bill Belichick, he was asked about what happens next when the Patriots take on the Chargers. And Bill Belichick, basically, he answered the question about the QBs, kind of, sort of, and then he kind of just walked off after getting tired of answering the same question a few times. Listen to Belichick.
Is the quarterback split something that you plan on doing in practice this week?
Game's just over. Game's over an hour ago.
Bill, what's the plan coming into the game for both quarterbacks to play?
Told everybody to be ready to go. I think we covered that. Both deserve to play.
So what was the plan was for both quarterbacks to play?
I told everybody to be ready to go.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Hey, somebody was asking another question. Bill Belichick's, all right, I'm done. I'm not answering no more of this. I already told y'all about the quarterback situation. I told everybody they need to come to work and just be ready to play. And, man, the Chargers, oof, they are just Staley's going to get the boot at the end of the year. He really is. I tried to – Shep, did you watch that crap last night? Did you see that Sunday Night Football game?
I watched that crap. I watched the crap we're just witnessing in right before our eyes, JR, with the fumble again. There's a lot of bad football going on in the last 24 hours.
Well, at least Minnesota didn't turn the ball over. I mean,
no, it was Justin Fields again trying to be the hero, and he fumbled again. JR.
He looks sad. He looks sad. Look at his face.
This is year number 3. You can't be making these egregious type
plays. Showing
a
replay.
Right. You
Let's
can't.
Let's see. Did he have time? Let's see.
You got to get down.
He had time. He decided to run. He's challenging. Oh yeah. He challenged somebody up the middle. He challenged the linebacker.
Right. Right.
And the hell is that?
JR, listen. You can challenge all you want, but you got to protect that football. You can't have it out there like a breadbasket.
Nah, you don't challenge. You take a knee. You slide before you run into the middle linebacker.
Now, I will give them credit for this, JR. Bears defense showed up. I know they're playing a backup quarterback in Josh Dobbs, but the Bears defense is clearly doing their best version of what the New York Jets defense has been doing in all 11 games this season.
Trying to do all of the work.
Yeah. They almost
trying to be the best version of the offense.
How is it possible that the offense gives up more points than a defense? I want you to think about that for 1 second, JR. The offense for the Jets gave up more points than the defense.
Yeah, and the defense maybe is putting up more points than the offense.
Right.
That'll be fun to see. Let's see what happens. Minnesota currently leading the Chicago Bears 10-9, a little less than 3 minutes, left in this game. As Justin Fields is like, how did I give up the ball? I know why and how. It just looks like he's going to be one of the last dudes to go out there and get the memo. Speaking of the memo, we just shared with you the audio from Bill Belichick last night after the game. And today, Bill Belichick had to stand in front of the media and answer questions about the Patriots' record. Listen to this.
Two wins. At this point in the season hasn't happened in your 24 years here. What is your message to fans as to what have been the primary factors that have contributed to the result?
Yeah, well, we're just going to keep working as hard as we can to, to fix it. And we lost a lot of close games. We just got to play better. It's situational and execution football and critical situations in the game. That's what we're working on. We'll keep working on.
Damn. Has Bill Belichick ever been in a position to like, say nothing? Has Bill Belichick ever been in a space of absolute no man's land? Like, we get this from a lot of coaches. I have to say something just to pacify the majority, even though we know the reality that we suck. Bill Belichick has always been the opposite. Bill Belichick has been winning, or at least has been competitive, and now he got nothing to play for. There's nothing to compete for. And so now when he's asked about the record and what do you have to say to the fans and what are you going to do, he can't say anything. And so, yeah, I think the time is up for Bill Belichick in New England, and it's time to move on. I think it's just now a matter of who and what team decides to add Bill Belichick, and then what is the draft compensation going to be? Is it going to be a team like the Chargers? Is Bill Belichick going out west to go out and help Justin Herbert before his career goes down the toilet? Is Bill Belichick, would he even want to go to a team like Washington where, hey, I don't got a QB in New England. Why do I want to go to Washington and try to work with Sam Howell? I just feel strongly. This ain't no strong feeling that should be a shock. It's time for Belichick to move on. And I think he will. I think it's time for a mutual parting. It doesn't appear that he's invested or wants to be there outside of his giant contract. And if you've heard his owner, Robert Kraft, talk about Belichick over the past couple of seasons, having to spend money in free agency because his draft stinks, I also believe that Robert Kraft is ready to move on as well. Hey, listen, man, this is the NFL. I think we all know this. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. We'll give you an update on this Minnesota and Chicago Bears game on the other side of the break, of which Minnesota currently leads 10-9. And then we're going to get into one of Belichick's friends. How about Nick Saban? He's still alive, competing for something. College football playoff game is still within their grasp, still within their reach. We're going to get into Michigan. Yes, they beat Ohio State. The interception at the end of the game had me in stitches. Harbaugh is going to come back. Ryan Day, is he going to get the boot? And Dion. Yeah, Colorado, they lost again. What a shock, right? We got so much more to do here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Ew.
Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.